It's an interesting story when you received the Silver Star from Patton himself. Tell us how you cleaned up for the ceremony.
Well, as I say, George liked his soldiers to be immaculate. Well, you can't imagine what an infantryman looks like after a few months in combat. We went into Normandy in June. I got this medal from General Patton in September. I was wearing the same shirt I wore when I went into Normandy.
Wow.
When you're out on night patrol, particularly, and you're hunting out the enemy, you smell them before you see them. And the Germans smelled differently from what we smell like. They thought we smelled sweet, like candy. We thought they smelled like that strong tobacco that they smoked, plus other smells, too, because they smelled just as bad as we did. I don't know how to describe it. We said they smell like krauts. That's what we call Germans, krauts.
So then...
You were asking me about getting the medal.
You needed to clean up.
Yeah. So here we are. We're taken out of the line and sent back. Said, I think something to the effect, well, they're going to give you something back there. We got back to headquarters, and we were issued brand new, wonderful uniforms. And we thought, this is just great.
Plus a shower, maybe?
No, I didn't get a shower. Didn't get a shower. But we got new uniforms and put those on, and we really looked spiffy when George, as we sometimes called him, pulled that little medal on there and he slap you, you know, and you said, I need something to the fact, I'm proud of you, you're a good man, or something like that. But anyway, it was a great experience. We thought, boy, this is great. Got new uniforms and a medal. But as soon as the ceremony was over, we gave back the clean uniforms and got our old dirty uniforms back. But I still kept the medal.
That had to be tough to put that back on again.
Oh, I don't know.
Wasn't he obsessed with Metz?
Metz.
M-E-T-Z.
The Forgotten Battle?
Yeah.
The Forgotten Battle of Metz. We had been racing across France, truly. We had left everything that we couldn't carry with us. All I had on was that same uniform and my field jacket. Everything else that we had was stored back in Normandy because he wanted us to get to Germany as fast as we could. And we'd made remarkable progress. So did the First Army, which was General Hodges. Courtney Hodges. But we were stymied outside Metz from two occasions. We had come across France so quickly that the supplies couldn't keep up with us. They had built a pipeline under the ocean to pump oil and, I suppose, any kind of liquids from England to the continent. It's called Pluto Pipeline Under the Ocean. Pluto. But Pluto couldn't keep up with things. And we had run out of practically everything outside Metz, which was our objective. We were pretty well stymied in Metz. We had a terrible time there, Finally surrounded it, and it surrendered. It was a remarkable battle, but there are other battles in the war that are just as remarkable, I'm sure, that we just don't read about. We read about some, but not all.
I just might mention here that this past summer, I and others took a trip and saw Normandy and Omaha Beach and Utah Beach, so I can envision what you saw when you landed there. Then we settled in Bayeux, France, and I don't think you visited there.
No, that was the English zone.
The English zone, right. I'll talk more about the cathedrals.
But it's very
later.
Close.
Yeah. But you talked about battles that become famous. And there's the Battle of the Bulge.
Oh, yeah.
In which Patton was also involved.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk about that?
Yes, sir. A little bit, I guess. I don't think it's still secret, is it? Anyway, after we had really become kind of decimated at Metz, finally, another division had come from the north, and we'd come from the south, one of those classic envelopments, and had fought our way into Germany onto the Saar River and thought we were going to rest and get replacements and so on. And about 3 days later, the Germans invaded the Ardennes. But the Bulge was not a term we used, strangely enough. It was always the Ardennes. That's the forest.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the Ardennes. We got word that the Germans had invaded the Ardennes. We thought, those crazy people, they won't have a chance. They did pretty well. My division, the 5th Division, Patton selected them, and what was called the 4th Armored Division, which was his favorite, they say. Anyway, we're in the 20th Corps. We were sent from Germany, just outside of Metz, up to Luxembourg to attack the south end of what became known as the Bulge. You know, it came out. And as I say, we called it the Ardennes, but Bulge was the name it stuck. We attacked from the south end of the Bulge toward a place called Bastogne, and the 4th Armored, we were in the same corps. The 4th Armored actually was given credit for relief of Bastogne, though I personally never was there. I was on the outskirts, but I never was there.
During this time, you were given a promotion.
Well, that was a little bit later, but in the Bulge, I was a first lieutenant.
Okay, so that was your promotion from second to first lieutenant there.
And then later, I became company commander.